Anthony Pesenti, United County Executive, is in the studio. Good morning. A lot to talk about today.
Sure. Always.
First off, the farmer's market at the train station.
Right. The public market.
Yes.
As we call it.
The public market.
United County public market.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, I think it's something that we have, it's long overdue. We have been trying to look at ways in which to utilize the REA wing, which is the old Rail Express Agency, connection to Union Station. If you're facing Union Station, it's to the right. It's a long, narrow building mm-hmm. that was used in the past and at the early stages of the station to unload cargo from the trains on one side and into a loading dock and onto trucks on the other side to, you know, deliver goods to the city and the days when you used trains for
yeah.
a great deal of cargo in that regard. And so it's been vacant for a number of years, and we have been trying to figure out the right use for it, realizing it's got such historical value and that it really does add to that whole Bag Square area. And we thought the public market was a great way to go.
Now, what could people expect to find at the public market?
Well, I think in time, you know, first of all, we're going to begin this Saturday. Our kickoff is Saturday the 25th, 9 a.m., 9 to 1. We've got about 20, 25 vendors lined up already. A variety of vendors in terms of food and coffee and arts and farm fresh goods as well in terms of that. That's obviously one of the focuses we hope to expand upon as the summer goes on. We're going to do this every Saturday through up to September and then look and see what else we can do. But I think people can expect a little something different in terms of a little marketplace that eventually we hope over the next year as we do some more renovations down there and really get that area cleaned up or that building cleaned up and up to snuff.
It's a beautiful building.
It really is, and it has great character to it, and it really has great possibilities. We've had some of the area people are down at Bag Square there yesterday to take a look with us and walk through. And Frank Elias from the Chamber of Commerce, who also has a coffee business that we'll have down there on Saturday, and some others. Fred Pezzalanella, the owners of 421, the old cobblestone building, mm-hmm. which is the building where the Bag Square Cafe is over there. And I think it just enhances. Fred Matt from the brewery came down to take a look because Saranac won't have beer, but we'll have some other beverages of Saranac at this time.
And I'm sure their products, probably their T-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they do more than just beer. They really are behind the city of Utica and Oneida County. So they have a whole line of just Utica.
And I think your point there is really what we have to focus on. It really, the public market, I think, is our opportunity on a weekly basis as we go forward to showcase the various events and various activities, various goods, various foods and products that are grown and produced locally.
And you're still looking for vendors.
And we still are.
People can get involved. Yeah.
And they can go to the info at OneidaCountyMarket.com and sign up, call our office, do whatever they need to do. So we're looking at this as really something that in the future can be a year-round space that can be utilized. Like I said, we have some work to do in that in that REA wing, but it has such great character. And if you look at what they've done in other cities across the country and even, you know, in New York State in areas of public markets and regional markets, they are a growing I don't want to call it a fad.
It's a trend.
A growing trend of highlighting local products, local vendors, and really getting people to an area like a Bag Square area that can be a force for economic viability and growth in the community. And we've been looking at something to do in terms of that. You know, the county government were kind of strangled by the various services that we provide and need to provide for this community. So we're looking to, you know, we were looking always to do something that people can take a look at and say that, you know, this is another piece that's offered you know, in terms of what county government can bring to the table.
Now, I know the city farmers market over at Chancellor Parks, they were kind of worried about this was being taken away from it. I mean, I have to disagree. I think this highlights what they do down there.
Well,
because it gets people in the mood to you know, they say, oh, the farmers market, it's on a Wednesday to begin with, right. And this is on a Saturday.
Well, that was our other, you know, that was our other focus to say, okay, and the farmers market in Utica and in other parts of the county take place during the week, and that works in those particular areas, and that's fine. We hope that continues. But we also looked at the opportunity of doing it on a Saturday when some of a lot of people, obviously, yep, are working, can't get either to whether it's to in particular to Chancellor Park in Utica during the workday. And a Saturday morning may be a little more, you know, easier as they're traveling.
Yeah, absolutely.
About. And with the other piece of it, that there's more than just, you know, the locally grown goods in terms of, you know, the produce and farm fresh goods, that there's other pieces. There's entertainment. There's,
right,
there's food vendors. There's artisans. There's, you know, other products and different things that can be done. So, We have a ways to go. I don't want to put it out there that it's gonna light the,
right, yeah,
light the city on fire initially. It's gonna take some growth and time to move us to the level that we hope to get to. But I think it's a start, and I hope that people will give us a chance and join us. And I want to thank, there's so many vendors that have expressed interest, and we'll see on Saturday, and the other businesses in that area. You know, there's so much growth going on down there. I mentioned the Peasant Manalas and 421. I'm Anthony Esposito at JetNet, you know, mm-hmm, that building in the lofts over there. Stuart Ballantyne appears in Blake.
Beautiful,
you know,
spot, yeah.
You know, Union Station has been a hub with the, you know, the activity that we have down there with the offices and the restaurant, the Blue Flag, and other points. There's other offices down there. So there's a lot of activity. Kids Oneida,
yeah,
they were down to take a look at the market too yesterday, just to see, because they're a neighbor, and it really is something that I think can bring that area even more to life than it is today.
You really think about it, this is something that you could take your family to. You take your kids,
absolutely,
to grab a cup of coffee, a bite to eat in the morning, shop around the vendors, mm-hmm, head over to the Children's Museum right next door.
I forgot the Children's Museum, the Adirondack Scenic Railroad.
Yeah, it's so much to do there.
Well, there really is. And like I said, as we continue to clean up and as we continue to enhance that, I mean, it could be so much more of a market, mm-hmm, of a marketplace for, I mean, the areas of interest and of goods could be limitless. I mean, in terms of what we can do there.
And, you know, people are always talking about how we need to embrace our historic buildings and not tear them down.
Right.
You can't get more historic than this.
No,
than
you
this
can't. And it would be a tragedy to tear something like that,
yeah,
down. And really, you know, even what we're going to do in the next few months, we're going to be working on that space during this time when the market is taking place on the Saturdays. We'll be working on there, getting it ready so that by the fall and into the winter, the indoor area of the REA wing can be better utilized. And, you know, it can be more of a seasonal, of a year-round type,
yeah,
marketplace.
Oh, so you're trying to make it a year,
trying
whole
to make
year
it,
thing.
Absolutely.
That'd
trying,
be great.
I mean, it's going to, like I said, we've got to go through our growing pains and get through the next couple months. But we're pretty confident that this is something that can take off. I mean, there's just great possibilities there, and I think that if people use a little imagination and we have some great entrepreneurs and different companies and the various farms and the various other local vendors, I think it really can turn into something good, and obviously it's something we're trying to invest in for the good of the community.
And, you know, the city of Utica in particular wants to brand itself as an artisan, the artisan corridor for upstate New York and into the Adirondacks.
Right.
We have great imaginative people down here that could, that the craft vendors and everything. It just makes it sense. It makes sense for another outlet for them to get their goods out there.
Well, there are different things that people don't see, like sculpture space. You don't see that.
Perfect example.
You don't see that unless you're really aware of,
yeah,
it. Munson Williams, obviously, but the Pratt School of Art. There are students out there doing different things,
yeah,
all the time that people don't get a chance to see. I mean, and unless you go specifically there, you won't. So this gives us the opportunity to showcase that.
Moving on, sure. It's if you want any more information on it, it's OneidaCountyMarket.com. Please, everybody, support this. I think it's a great idea, and it's something different being brought into the area. New, different ideas that we were drumming up to help save Oneida County. But budget surplus, that had to be good news.
It's good news, but I don't want to.
You're not shouting it from the rooftops,
right? I don't want to tell people that all is well. I mean,
right.
We have some, the surplus was significant. It has been the last four years that I've been in office that we have maintained that. We've not spent over our budgets. We've come in under budget each and every year.
Could you guys have some people go down to the city hall for Utica to teach everybody how to stay in their budget? Because that's their number one complaint.
I have enough to deal with the county. I'll deal with that. But I think that's that goes to the various elected officials, the department heads in county government that work hard each and every day and understand that a budget is a tool. It's not it's not designed to say that you're supposed to spend every dime in it.
Right. Yeah.
And it's a tool to use. Obviously, you want to be prepared for any disasters or any other problems that come up during the course of a year. But as a tool, you have to use it very carefully, and you have to really make sure that you're within your means, just the same as you would do in your household, and even more so for you're dealing with the public's money. So we have done that, but there's still the dark clouds on the horizon that I spoke of, and especially given the nature of what's happening in the state legislature, the tax cap looks like a reality probably today, and that really doesn't. While I support it in the concept of we do have to cap those taxes that are burdensome, it is going to come at a cost to a community, to every community, and people have to understand that.
How do we survive it? I don't think everybody's going to disagree with you that they have to. It sounds so nice that we're going to cap the property
tax. Taxes, right?
But on the other hand,
there are great. In doing that and then telling people, but you're going to get all the same services that you have. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And I can't look at people and lie and say that all is going to be the same, because there's just not enough money, especially when you don't have that ability, and when the state mandates, in particular Medicaid, keep crushing counties of our size and of our population. So it's going to be difficult. We will do it. We'll but it is going to come at a cost.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, that when you look at things like we're doing with the public market and other pieces, you try to say, well, just when we're trying to start moving a little bit forward and trying to revitalize our economy, things hit like this, but I think it's something that people will get a glimpse of very early on, because we're going to have to let them know what the consequences of this are.
And it's got to be frustrating too with all these mandates when the state owes the county quite a significant amount of money.
The state continually lags in their reimbursements, which causes us cash flow.
How does that happen?
It kills me. It really is. It goes beyond, when you look at the mandate side on one area that says, where the state says, you have to deliver all these programs, you have to front the money for them, you have to make sure that everybody gets served in the proper time period. And when we do all of that, and then they say, well, but, you're going to have to wait 3 or 4 or 6 months even longer until we reimburse you for expenses for which you've already paid. And when we pay you, we're not going to pay you any interest. We're not going to pay you any penalties.
Right.
But if you're late
to
us,
it.
If you're late to us, then you do have to comply with those things in some regard. So it really is a system that is, and I give, the governor and the legislature credit for trying to fix it, but they're missing a big piece of it.
Yeah.
They really are. They're missing. And it's hard to explain to the public what mandated spending means. It means that the programs that people tend to complain about that cost more money, like Medicaid, like public assistance, like the various entitlements that are out there, are costly and are burdened by them without any recourse or any compensation properly from the state of New York. It's go do those things. And you have to do them, and now you have to do them, and you have to cap your spending and your property taxes to do so.
And then they don't pay the on time.
And then we don't get paid on time, and then we have a cash flow. And then we have a cash flow problem, which, you know, we've been fortunate we haven't had to borrow as a result of that. But other counties have. And I don't know how much longer we can do that, especially in days of diminishing cash reserves and fund balances.
The United County Ledge cut their members 29 to 25. Do you think they went far enough?
No, I don't. I mean, I think part of what took place there, I mean, they had 2 years ago just about a charter review committee that was put together by the board that included a couple board members, but was primarily a citizens committee to look at the entire county charter and, you know, the various areas of it, you know, require different functions of government and such. So it wasn't just about the size of the legislature. It was really looking at the entire charter and how it falls into place, you know, today than, you know, as opposed to years ago. And they came back with a recommendation of 6, a reduction. And the board debated it back and forth, and some were at a little more of extreme of 10, and some backed it up to 4, and some wanted none.
Right,
So at the end of a very, I don't want to call it contentious, but it was kind of a divided vote, even though it was 18-9. I mean, it was kind of an interesting way it split up in that vein, and they approved 4, which is now down to me for approval. We have to hold a public hearing first off on the 27th of June. And after that, I have to make a decision whether to sign it or move it on, or veto, or move it on to the referendum on the ballot, or veto it and send it back to them for review. So I'm carefully reviewing. Not at this point. I think that, you know, we need to hold this public hearing on the 27th, and it would be. Premature in my part, and it wouldn't be responsible if I made a decision before that. I can say I would have felt better with the 6 that the Citizens Charter Review Committee recommended. I think, you know, you can't get people involved in government and then ignore what they say. You can't go out and say, you know, we're gonna you know, bring in the public, you know, the issue of this is the age of transparency, the age of disclosure. Yeah. And when you do that and get citizens involved in a process, and then say, well, thank you, but we're going to do
right. It almost seems thing, like they went through the steps then, just to go through.
Then don't do that. Yeah, then don't do that to people. Number one, don't. Then you know, we get enough of a bad rap of the old you know, backroom you know, politics or political deals that go on, which you know, are not like it was before. I mean, there is much more open government than there ever was before. But I think it was just unfair in that regard, and so I would have been more comfortable with the 6, but I'm going to reserve my judgment for the next week until we see what happens.
Oneida County Executive Antti Pasente, you're the only politician that I've seen in recent weeks not really too tired looking. You look good. You look nice and relaxed, and you're getting rest. Well, you're not out getting petitions for everybody.
That's true. We're getting them for me, but I mean, we're doing.
I mean, but you don't have an opponent right now.
Well, not really. I mean, I guess
that's kind of. Does it make you feel good?
It does. It's got to make
you feel like you're doing a good enough job where people say we don't have anybody that's going to beat them.
Well, I mean, you know, you can look at two schools of that. I guess, you know, in terms of it, or you can look at it that nobody wants. Nobody wants the headaches that I currently have, but. I really like what I do. I'm fortunate. And if that's, you know, if ultimately people are satisfied, then, you know, we have to keep doing what we're doing and even do better than that. So we're going to keep doing a good job, a better job each and every day. And hopefully the people will accept that, and we can move forward in the next 4 years, and we'll go from there. So, but looking forward, we'll still be out running.
I'm sure. It's and everybody get down to the UnitedCountyMarket.com too for information. And the county market
Saturday. Hopefully the weather.
I think we'll be all right.
I think
this
we'll
weekend.
Be okay.
I think we'll be good.
Hope the weekend is dry, and we can have a great turnout. And please, you know, and I know you've been pitching it as well.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I can't wait to get down there. I'm excited. There's so many new things this week. The new OD. What do you think about the new OD's format?
Well, I didn't see this morning. I mean, I know yesterday was very interesting.
It's compare
little
compare
one
it.
Looks. Oh yeah, it looks.
Look at I'll get the front page.
Looks a little more like the.
Compare the front page, like size wise, it's smaller.
Oh, really?
I like
smaller?
It. I like it smaller.
That's
the
good.
Font hasn't changed.
Looks a little more like the Times Union.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, it looks like we're actually in the modern age of printing now in Oneida County. Just look at the picture difference.
It is.
It's astounding. It is. Like I'm putting it up against my computer monitor, and the picture actually looks better than the computer. I'm just excited for
you. You are. I see that.
Fired off. All right. Anthony Picente, hey. The Oneida County executive, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you again.
And I'm going to really be pushing the bejeebus out of this Oneida County.
Hope to see you there.
I'll be there. Okay. I'm bringing the whole family.
Okay.
We're going to have some coffee. Then we're going to actually head over to the Children's Museum for
great.
A fun-filled day.
Great.
And then off to the Yuka Zoo. That's why it can't rain.
It's all right.
On a Saturday. And then I'm going to sneak some golf in later.
Good for you.
Mr. Picente, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Mike.